sure many people ever left one of Walt Disney's animated films thinking that the princess in the piece, you know, the one who marries her Prince Charming and lives happily ever after, if they knew she wasn't portrayed accurately, few cared. They went to the films for entertainment. I'm not sure that Dennis T. Giacchino, the creator of Disenchanted, a musical satire that is at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday, is any more accurate by showing the Disney princesses as strong-willed contemporary women. However, in ways totally opposite from Disney, he makes fun entertainment by looking at the princesses in a different light. If you prefer your female characters as powerful women with attitude and a lot of sass, you'll have a really good time at Disenchanted, which is a perfect fit in the smaller GE theater in the Proctor's complex. Six very talented actresses with great singing voices stand the classic fairy tales on their ears as they belt out song after song, all with lyrics that speak to the empowerment of women. Before we get too far, let me be clear. Disenchanted is not a family musical, and I'd be hesitant about recommending the show to youngsters. The feisty heroines tend to be outspoken, blunt, sexually frank, and at times coarse. However, though men should enjoy the show, it's an ideal girls' night out for women of all ages. Indeed, the demographics at Tuesday's opening night performance was about 10-1 females over men, and they had fun. Disenchanted is presented in a vaudeville review format. The anchor to the various bits is a sharp, tough, no-nonsense, street-smart Snow White, who is assisted by a dull-witted Cinderella and a constantly dozing Sleeping Beauty. Though all segments focus on female empowerment, there really isn't a story to unify the show. The performers come on stage, tell their stories, and offer a song that illuminates the situation. For instance, Belle from Beauty and the Beast explains what it's like to have forks and spoons speak to you and watch candles dance with teapots. Her song, Insane, which comes early in the show, sets the tone of the evening. In Without the Guy, Mulan realizes she is the only princess without a guy and determines she is one flannel shirt away from being a lesbian. In another number, Rapunzel comes on like a German dominatrix, and the Little Mermaid wonders if giving up fins for legs was worth it. The show is filled with satire, but there are a couple more grounded numbers that work very well. In Honestly, Pocahontas tells how Disney transformed her from a 10-year-old child into a voluptuous, sexy woman. And the princess who kissed the frog wonders why it took so long to have an African-American woman represented as a beautiful princess. Because so much of the material is silly fun, when Sleeping Beauty gets the lovely 11 o'clock number, that comes at 9 p.m. in his 100-minute piece, it's especially meaningful. Throughout the show, the princesses complain about the glorification of the perfect female body. One character notes they are drawn with waist sizes smaller than their necks. So when the full-figured Sleeping Beauty praises the normal body with a song titled Perfect, it's an almost inspiring moment. Disenchanted is pure entertainment and can be easily dismissed by theater snobs. It's neither deep nor sophisticated. It strives simply to be fun. It's all that and more. Disenchanted is at the GE Theater in Proctor, Schenectady through Sunday. For ticket and schedules, call 346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.